听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. 2009 is the International Year of Astronomy, and that's the title of our lesson today. It's the second day of our lesson, and you'll notice this is a history feature, and that's because we're celebrating the 400th anniversary of some pretty important things that happened in the world of astronomy. Today's key words include objective, as in, I don't think we're going to meet our sales objective this month. No one is buying our products. And the six-syllable word, are you ready for this? Underrepresented. Outnumbered 2-1, the underrepresented girls lost the election to the boys. Okay, please follow along as we begin reading. It's at the top of page 15.
The International Year of Astronomy. IYA 2009 is a year-long celebration of astronomy. Its goal is to spread awareness of astronomy's contributions to society and culture, and to inspire more interest in astronomy and science, especially among young people. The theme of the celebration is The Universe, Yours to Discover. One interesting objective of the IYA is to encourage more diversity in the fields of astronomy and physics. IYA organizers hope that the year-long celebration of astronomy will inspire more females and underrepresented minorities to pursue careers in science. An event that will help further that goal is next month's 100 Hours of Astronomy, 100 HA.
I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel. And we're celebrating the International Year of Astronomy. We want you to be aware that this is a year-long celebration. So we hope that this year you can get excited about astronomy and excited about our big, vast universe. So again, as we mentioned, it's a celebration. And Chelsea, what is the goal of the IYA 2009?
Well, its goal is to spread awareness of astronomy's contributions to society and to culture, and to inspire more interest in astronomy and science, especially among young people.
So IYA 2009 is helping people everywhere, especially young people, become more aware of astronomy's contributions to society, or helping people become aware of what astronomy has done for or has given to culture and society.
That's right. And we see here that it's not just a celebration for a day or a week. It's a year-long celebration. Here, the word year-long is used as an adjective. And it, of course, it means lasting for 1 year. So they want people to get interested, to be active, to take part, and to realize that astronomy really has impacted our society, maybe in ways we don't even realize.
And you know, Rachel, I really like the theme of this year-long celebration. It's the universe, yours to discover. It just kind of gives that idea that even if you don't know anything about astronomy or the universe, now's the time to learn. It's yours to discover.
I'm sure a lot of science teachers will have fun with this. Astronomy teachers and people who can build themes or units around astronomy, because it's true, a lot of us have so much more we could discover about our universe, about the cosmos. So, Chip, we see here that there's an interesting objective of the IYA. And before we talk about that, let's look at the word objective. Chip, what is an objective?
Well, an objective is a goal or a purpose. So when this says one of the objectives of IYA 2009, that means that one of the goals of IYA 2009 is to encourage more diversity in astronomy and physics.
To encourage more diversity in the fields of astronomy and physics. Now, diversity is a word that we use a lot. Sometimes we talk about diversity among people, people from different backgrounds, different cultures. Here we're talking about diversity in the fields of astronomy and physics. In fact, those fields are much more diverse or broad or big than most of us even realize.
Continuing on with that idea of diversity, the next line says, IYA organizers hope that the year-long celebration of astronomy will inspire more females and underrepresented minorities to pursue careers in science. So again, we have diversity here with females and underrepresented minorities. Chip, underrepresented is one of our word bank words. What does it mean if a person is underrepresented?
Well, I think it's helpful to understand this by way of example. For example, the females make up about 50% of the population all over the world. But maybe in astronomy, in the fields of astronomy and physics, they might only make up, say, 10 or 20 or 30%, much less than 50%. So that means they are an underrepresented minority in that field of astronomy and physics.
So part of the reason that we're having a year-long celebration is to encourage females and underrepresented minorities, maybe Hispanics or African Americans, to pursue careers in science. I think typically it seems like a lot of scientists are white males, maybe in their 50s or 60s, but it doesn't have to be that way anymore. And more young people are getting inspired to pursue or to go after that career in science.
You know, it's really exciting that astronomy is targeting minorities, underrepresented minorities and females. And you know, something else that's pretty exciting is an event that they sponsor. Our text says, an event that will help further that goal is next month's 100 Hours of Astronomy. Now, this is a specific event. We see that it's capitalized, and we're going to learn more about it soon. But first, let's take a break and go to the skit, and then we'll be right back to learn more about the International Year of Astronomy.
Go, go, Galileo! We can celebrate all year long.
Yes, let's spread awareness of astronomy's contributions.
Let's inspire more interest in science.
Yeah, the universe, yours to discover.
Oh, I like it. And let's encourage females and minorities to pursue careers in astronomy, too, and in physics.
Oh, that's a good objective. You know, they are underrepresented in these fields of science.
I know. Oh, let's have 100 hours of astronomy.
Oh, good thinking. But what will we do for 100 hours?
Millions of people worldwide can peer through their telescopes to catch a glimpse of the universe.
Oh, okay. Oh, we can have sidewalk astronomy events too. Let's give city dwellers an opportunity to observe the evening sky.
Yes, let's promote an appreciation for astronomy.
Yeah, okay, everybody, look through your telescope.
Hey, I want to look too.
Oh, well, just wait, I'm not finished yet. I'm still looking.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
No, give it
no,
to me.
Please, no.
No.
You can have it.
No, it's your turn. Go ahead, you take it.
No, I insist.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Do you have a telescope? Why do I ask? Well, because we're getting excited about astronomy. It's the study of the stars and planets, and it's had a huge impact on our society, ultimately influencing the way we humans look at ourselves and the universe around us. We're wrapping up this lesson with two final vocabulary words that you need to know. The first is peer, as in the cab driver peered through the fog trying to see the road. The second word is city dweller. That sentence reads, "The countryside sure is quiet. I'm definitely a city dweller." Okay, let's go to the reading. We're now starting from line 14.
The International Year of Astronomy. This event aims to have as many people as possible look through a telescope. From April 2nd to 5th, millions of people worldwide will peer through telescopes to catch their first glimpse of the universe, just as Galileo did 400 years ago. Sidewalk astronomy events will give city dwellers an excellent opportunity to see the moon, the planet Saturn, and other objects in position for early evening observations. Organizers hope that the activities of IYA will promote a greater appreciation of the inspirational aspects of astronomy. So, join the fun! Look through a telescope this year.
Welcome back. We're talking about the International Year of Astronomy, and specifically, the largest event, the most significant event this year, called 100 hours of astronomy.
And the objective of this event, or the aim of this event, is to have as many people as possible look through a telescope. I think there are quite a few people who actually have never had the chance to look through a high-powered telescope. And this is a pretty exciting event that will take place about a month from now.
Yes, from April 2nd to 5th, millions of people worldwide, all across the world, will peer through telescopes to catch their first glimpse of the universe. Now let's back up just a second to that word peer. When we think of a peer, we usually think of somebody that's about our age. It's usually a noun, but this is a little bit different. How is this form of peer different, Chip?
Well, the peer used in the article, first of all, is a verb, and it usually means to look, but not just look at anything, but look maybe with a little bit of difficulty. So you might be peering into something small, like a telescope lens, or you might be peering through a fog or peering through a cloud. Somehow the looking is a little bit more difficult than normal.
And you're looking very closely, too. You're looking for something very specific. So they are peering through the telescopes to catch their first glimpse of the universe. Hopefully you'll have a chance to do this in about a month. Maybe you've never gotten a good glimpse of the universe. Glimpse is just a short, quick look of something. And I know that I remember in college I had the chance to look through a really, really good telescope and I saw the rings of Saturn and I was just amazed because I didn't even realize that I could see that far through a telescope. It was a really neat glimpse of the universe.
Yes, the rings of Saturn. And another exciting thing that I have seen was some of the moons of Jupiter. A very, very small little specks, little tiny pieces of stuff out there orbiting Jupiter.
Wow, guys, I have to say I'm a little bit jealous. I would like to see these things too, so maybe April 2nd through 5th I'll have to go find a telescope to look through. Now, there's even more involved in this International Year of Astronomy. Our article tells us that sidewalk astronomy events will give city dwellers an excellent opportunity to see the moon, the planet Saturn, and other objects in position for early evening observation. Now, this is good news to those of us who live in big cities and don't really get to see outer space all that much.
Exactly. Sometimes it's hard to even see a star or two or the moon because if you're a city dweller, well, there's probably some pollution and things like that. So you need to usually go far out into the country to see the stars and the beauty of this night sky. But you know what? If you have a good telescope, you can even see it if you're staying in the city. So again, our key word here is city dweller.
That's right. A city dweller. So to dwell means to live in a place. And so a city dweller means a person who lives in the city.
And that would be all of us.
We are city dwellers.
We are. Of course, I wasn't always a city dweller. I used to be a country dweller, but now I am definitely a city dweller.
Yes, and there's a big difference in the country. You can see thousands and thousands of stars all at once. But here in the city, it's a little bit harder, but we can change that by looking through a telescope.
Well, and I think the organizers of IYA 2009 chose, April 2nd to the 5th, they chose those 4 days because that is a time when the moon will be especially visible early in the evening.
I'm sure it will be quite bright, quite gorgeous. Mm. So that is pretty exciting. I'm already looking forward to that. I'm sure there will be a lot of pictures on the internet of people who are watching the night sky there in April. So what things will they see? Well, let's just review. They will have the opportunity to see the moon. Of course, we look at the moon all the time, but without a telescope, you can't really see those craters on the moon. So it'll be more exciting, I'm sure.
And you know, Rachel, I think that I've heard people use the phrase the man on the moon before. You can see the man on the moon. And that is, if you look through a telescope closely enough sometimes, you can see almost a face that's on the moon. The craters have formed kind of a face. It's very interesting.
That's true. Yes. I remember learning about the man on the moon or the man in the moon when I was a child. So that's one thing that you can see. Chip, what's the other thing? The planet Saturn. What's special about Saturn?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Saturn is the planet with the beautiful rings. It's one of two or maybe three planets that have rings around the planet.
So it makes it unique, of course.
Sure.
And you can also see some early, some other objects in position. Now, objects here is referring to some sort of heavenly body, maybe a planet or a star. A lot of times we call those constellations. A constellation is like the Big Dipper or the Little Dipper, and it's the stars are in a certain position, and you can see it on a regular basis, and it's kind of exciting if you can identify those constellations.
You know, something that's really amazing to me about outer space is the fact that we can see usually thousands of stars in the sky at once if you have good open area or if you have a good telescope. But to realize that those are so far away and so big is just amazing to me. Most of those stars are bigger than the whole planet Earth.
Exactly. It is amazing. It's kind of overwhelming. I know I keep using that word, but it's hard for the mind to even comprehend it. Well, this is going to be an exciting event, and the organizers hope that the activities of IYA 2009 will promote a greater appreciation of the inspirational aspects of astronomy.
Sure. The IYA hopes that people will be inspired by the size of the cosmos, the size of the universe that we live in.
So join in the fun and look through a telescope this year. Maybe try to get out there on April 2nd through 5th and find somebody who has a telescope, or maybe you could do some of the sidewalk activities that the IYA has planned. But do your best to get involved in this.
Definitely. And maybe you can get your science teacher involved, too, for those of you who are in school. And if you end up seeing some wonderful things, well, write us and tell us about it here at Studio Classroom. We would love to hear from you. Right now, we need to visit the chat room, and then we'll see you next time.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. We'd like to welcome Linda back to the chat room today. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's really nice to be back with you all today.
You know, this is really an interesting article on the International Year of Astronomy and how they're trying to get many people as possible as they can to look through a telescope.
Wait. You're right. It is exciting. But let's take a look at this phrase. as many people as possible.
As many people as possible.
Yes. Think of it this way. They want to get as many people as they can to look through a telescope. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Or we can say she is working as fast as she can. Another way to say that is she is working as fast as possible. So the possible is just another typical way to complete the sentence.
Oh, I get it. 注意这个句型 as 什么 as possible, 就是尽量尽可能怎么样。比如说 please come as early as possible, 请尽量的早来。这个句子也可以用 as 什么 as one can, 所以同一句话也可以说 please come as early as you can。两种句型都可以用，但是要分清楚，不能够混着使用。
And it's the same with could. I came as soon as I could. So we can also say I came as soon as possible.
Okay. 除了用 can, 当然也可以用过去式的 could. I came as early as I could, 也等于 I came as early as possible.
Okay, our time is up, so we need to go to Michelle as quickly as possible.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 第一个重点我们来看 objective 这个名词。 objective 在这里是指目标或目的，例如 Bob's main objective in life is to make money， Bob 人生最重要的目标就是要赚钱，或者是 becoming an international corporation is the company's next objective， 公司下一个目标是成为国际型的企业。 objective 也可以当形容词，意思就是指客观的，例如I trust you will give an objective opinion. 我相信你会提供客观的意见。接下来我们看的是 underrepresented 这个形容词。Under 是指低于某个标准的。Represented 是指代表。Represent 的过去分词。所以 underrepresented 是指没有充分的被代表的，或者是代表低于适当比例的。例如 ,the policy will protect the rights of minority groups underrepresented in society. 这个政策是要保障少数族群的权益，他们在社会中并没有充分的被代表。最后我们看的是 peer 这个动词。peer 当名词是指同侪或者是同年龄的人，但是 peer 在这里是当动词，意思是指凝视或者是仔细看。因为 peer 是不及物动词，所以后面加介系词再加受词。例如 ,she peered through the keyhole trying to see the person who rang the bell. 她从钥匙洞中仔细地想看来按门铃的人是谁。或者是 ,we peered into the mist hoping to find our way out. 我们向雾中张望，希望能够找到出去的路。And I guess you don't want to miss the last part of the class. Stay tuned!
The International Year of Astronomy. IYA 2009 is a year-long celebration of astronomy. Its goal is to spread awareness of astronomy's contributions to society and culture, and to inspire more interest in astronomy and science, especially among young people. The theme of the celebration is The Universe, Yours to Discover.One interesting objective of the IYA is to encourage more diversity in the fields of astronomy and physics. IYA organizers hope that the year-long celebration of astronomy will inspire more females and underrepresented minorities to pursue careers in science. An event that will help further that goal is next month's 100 Hours of Astronomy, 100 HA.This event aims to have as many people as possible look through a telescope. From April 2nd to 5th, millions of people worldwide will peer through telescopes to catch their first glimpse of the universe, just as Galileo did 400 years ago. Sidewalk astronomy events will give city dwellers an excellent opportunity to see the moon, the planet Saturn,and other objects in position for early evening observations. Organizers hope that the activities of IYA will promote a greater appreciation of the inspirational aspects of astronomy. So, join the fun! Look through a telescope this year.
Friends, take a look at the talk about it questions and then use them as a springboard for a short discussion in English. Remember, just 10 minutes a day and you'll see steady improvement. I'm sure of it. Next week, we head back to America for another Culture Corner lesson. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom hope that you have a tremendous weekend. Bye-bye, everyone.